Coach, boy, third straight game. You guys find themselves down double digits. You guys are down 14 early in the third quarter, but boy, made it interesting in the end. Just fell a little short here again tonight.
You know, I think that's what the girls feel comfortable doing, always coming back. But I guess I just want them to use that type of intensity and urgency at the beginning of the game. And, of course, I want them to be relaxed when we go into a game. But we also need to know that takes a lot of energy to claw back. And so if we do that at the very beginning, things are going to be so much easier for them.
Absolutely. I mean, the difference first half and second half intensity definitely was there. You guys were more aggressive on the defensive end, forcing turnovers. And, I mean, 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to win when you only held your opponent to one field goal in the second half.
I agree with you. Yes, definitely. But when you're down by 14, it's awfully difficult. But, you know, I'm so proud of the way that we fight back every single time. Mm-hmm. But it's time for them to be rewarded for their efforts because they deserve a win. And I'm just proud of them, and they need it.
Absolutely. You know, it wasn't that the first half was a struggle at times, but they had some good shots that just weren't falling.
Right. I mean, it's a lot easier when the ball goes in, definitely. But, you know, I just told them, I said, you've got to keep shooting. It is going to go in. And they promised me before the game, because I told them, I said, you're all going to get your shot blocked tonight. But you have to keep going at her, because if you just fade away from her, she's going to get it every time. And they didn't. My post players, this might be the proudest that I've been of them the entire season, because we had one day to prepare for her, and they played excellent on her.
Absolutely, and the help defense was superb in that second half on her. And how about the effort from Bailey Lauder? First time she's come off the bench this year, and she was scoreless in the first half, but dropped in 14 second half points to lead the team.
I'm so proud of her, because in this type of game, this is where Bailey is going to shine, because when we go full court pressure, we got to come back. She's an athlete. This is where she's going to do excellent, and she gave it to me tonight. I was super proud of her, because we couldn't have been in that game if it wasn't for her.
Absolutely. Keanu Yeager ended up getting to 10 points tonight. She took some good shots. Nicole Lotta had to maybe battle some foul trouble in that first half, but she ended up getting into double figures before fouling out late on that intentional foul.
You know, Nicole's always going to battle with fouls, just because that's the kind of person she is. She's aggressive, and I don't ever want to reel her in, okay? The only thing I do want to do is just make sure time and place. We talked about maybe if they're 100 feet from the basket, don't foul her. But she's gotten so much better with that because, and like I said about her sister, we couldn't have been there if it wasn't for her. And she knew she had to foul. And so, I mean, it's all right.
And the positive thing as well, your turnovers were cut down nearly in half tonight. I think you ended up around 10 or 11 turnovers. I think Lakin had around 24. That was great to see that down that low.
Exactly. And the things we talked about on Saturday and then yesterday were we got to start doing the little things. And, you know, the little things like rebounding, taking care of the ball, making those wide-open two-foot shots. Those are the little things. That's just basic basketball. And I really felt like we did that tonight.
Well, you head into Friday. It's going to be another home battle. It's Goodland. They're around 6-7, I think, after they knocked off Oakley here tonight. But another opportunity to get a league win and get above 500 in league play.
You know, I said these games are aging me right now, and it's okay. It's going to be another close one. I expected it, and it's fine. I'll just go color my hair, but it's fine. But I just want them to battle because they've got to be so hungry for a win because it's been right at their fingertips every time. So I want them to come out and battle on Friday.
All right. Well, a close one here, but tough loss, 43-40. Lady Beavers hosting Goodland on Friday. Coach, once again, appreciate the time stopping up here post-game, and I hope that you guys have good success over at the C-team game tonight.
All right. Thank you.